Hey Untamables, it's Kiana Danae, poet and author. Just wanted to stop by and ask, have any of you read any of my poetry lately? If not, you can pick up my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere else you get your books, and of course my website at kianadanae.wordpress.com. Now back to the show. Hey.
Now, here is your host. It's time for Hashtag Writer Wednesday with Crystal. Tips offering advice to aspiring new and seasoned authors about all aspects of the literary world. We are presented by Untamed Publishing. Allow us to help you unlock your unlimited writing potential. If you are an aspiring new or seasoned author, head over to www.untamedpublishing.net for a variety of services to assist you on your publishing journey. You know what? This hasn't happened in a long time. But what I'm going to say is today, on this Wednesday, on the first Wednesday, it is actually May 1st. And like I said, this hasn't happened in a while. So I'm here for our May book releases. I don't have any Audibles that release this month, but I know there's some out there. So I'm going to say happy Audible releases to anyone who is releasing Audibles this month. But I'm also going to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy bookiversary, happy authorversary. Just happy, happy, happy. You know, May. We about to start the summertime. Like, this year is just going by. We're in the fifth month of the year. Projects that you need to be doing, go ahead and get them done. I'm talking to myself as well as talking to you. I have a deadline for the end of this month, and I plan to meet it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Okay. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the books that I found that are releasing for this month. Now, I do have some books. I wasn't too heavily on social media the month of April. Because basically, I'm focusing on a book that I'm writing. So I kind of like cut out my social media time. But I do have some books that are releasing this month that I am waiting to read. And I'm ready to share them with you. Okay, so let's get started. The first book on my list is a book I have been waiting for. And let me just tell you this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I feel like you've been living under a rock. Okay, now, you know, my counterpart on the Get Caught Up podcast, Miss Author Untamed, is an author as well. And she wrote this series called The View. Okay, The View. So there's The View, then there's The View 2, and then we have The View 3. And guess what? The View 3 will be dropping in May. Yes, this is the end to a saga. I can't wait. Y'all, the mess probably is still messing, but I'm here for it. So let me just give you a little bit of the synopsis. Okay, so Carly fought to be a better wife the second time around. She didn't fight hard enough. Okay, y'all, she did not fight hard enough. With her new husband, Hudson, her baby girl, and a new lease on life, she vowed to get it right after getting it horribly wrong with Michael. Despite her efforts, the chain reaction of consequences left her full of heartache behind a two-timing best friend, a couple of sketchy situations involving Hudson, and the past secrets of her parents. The very arm she left in Michael may be the only arm she can run to in order to mend her broken pieces. But she's unaware that those once pure and untainted arms are marred by his unrevealed deceptions. Oh, he is the worst of the worst, y'all. Michael is at the bottom of my list. She's stuck between reclaiming her first love and reclaiming her new love. Unbeknownst to all of them, another shockwave lies in the balance for Carly, and the aftermath could leave her having to reclaim herself. She needs to reclaim herself and leave the men alone. Get herself together. You know, girl, mine, just leave Michael. Just leave Hudson and focus on self and baby Heather. That's it. That's all. Okay. So The View 3 by author Untamed will be releasing in the month of May. Yes. That will be the end of that series. Okay. So the next book that is coming out in the month of May, and let me tell you exactly the date. So this book is called In This House. It will release on May 31st, so the end of the month. Now, this is an anthology. One, you guys, this cover is covering. I love this cover. So again, it's In This House, 5 families, 5 stories, and the secrets a house holds. So we get 5 stories with 5 families and the secrets it holds. Now, like I said, this is an anthology, and the authors that will be in this book is Ebony Evans, Tanisha Stewart, Kaylin Hunt, Jordan, Monica Walters, and author Untamed. Okay. And again, the book is called In This House, and it is releasing on May 31st. Now, the next book I'm going to talk about is American Gunner 2, Civil Liberties. And this is by Eddie Clark and DeAndre Whitfield. So myself and Untamed definitely interviewed Eddie Clark about American Gunner on the Get Caught Up podcast. I'm kind of excited about book 2, but I got to read book 1 first. So I got some reading to do. American Gunner 2 is releasing on May 21st. The cover, I love it. Like, I definitely love this cover. But it's called American Gunner 2, Civil Liberties by Eddie Clark and DeAndre Whitfield. And this book is releasing on May 21st. The next book I have, this book drops on May 21st as well. Actually, wait a minute. Let me make sure. Yes, this book drops on May 21st as well. And it is called Begonia Brown. Y'all, that's a heck of a name. Begonia. I hope I'm saying that Brown. It says, when the world is upside down, but your sophomore novel comes out 5/21. Okay. It's a Philadelphia story. It's by author Julia Press Simmons. She called me and Untamed the Oprah to her Gail. So I'm Gail, Untamed is Oprah. But it's called Begonia Brown, a Philadelphia story, dropping 5/21 from author Julia Press Simmons. All right. I mean, let me just say this. Y'all be out here writing. And I'm here for all of that. I'm excited for the books that come out. I promise you, if I can get every book that I talk about on the show in and read, I would do it. I definitely would do it. It'd be hard, but I would make it work. Okay. So the next book that I have on my list, this book is coming this May. I don't have an exact date, but this is from author Takara. And it's called Courtesy of Duval County. It's coming soon. Courtesy of Duval County. Inmate number 726-3927447. It's coming. Okay. And let me just say, it says, after recently relocating to Duval, Janelle realizes the only thing that has changed are her surroundings. That was until she missed a call from an unknown number. When the caller calls again, she answered, not knowing that she was answering her destiny. Sharique, okay, got caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, sending him to the last place he wanted or needed to be. When he tries to call home, his call is intercepted by an unfamiliar female. Intrigued by the sensual voice, he embarks on something that could be beneficial for the both of them. Follow Sharique and Janelle on their journey to love during and after lockup. Okay. So, like I said, coming this month, courtesy of Duval County, inmate number 726-3927447 by author Takar. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all, this book I've been waiting for. This is from my girl, Robbie Renee. Pretty Shattered Minds. You can pre-order it now. So this is the part three in the Pretty Shattered series. Okay. So we have Pretty Shattered. It's Pretty Shattered Heart, Pretty Shattered. So it's Pretty Shattered Soul, Pretty Shattered Heart, and then Pretty Shattered Mind. Okay. And again, this book is coming out May 10th. I'm so excited. And this is about Nick and Amina's whirlwind is complex, but so sweet, she said. You'll laugh, cry, scream, and fall in love. She did that to me in the first two. So now here we go with another one. Okay. And let me just go ahead and give you a little bit about this. Stepping behind her, and this actually is not the synopsis, but this is just a little quotes from the book, or a little scene from the book. So stepping behind her, instinctively he glided his imposing hands around her waist, drawing her nearer to him. Nick nestled his nose in the curve of her neck. Amina's eyes lazily lowered as her body relaxed into him. A gentle breeze rustled, carrying with it every unspoken I love you from him and I need you from her. In Helen, he smelled the scent of fear and fever simmering from her silky skin. Nick drizzled tiny kisses along her nape, paying special attention to the slope behind her ear. He kissed and whispered, "Lovey." Pretty Shattered Minds releases on May 10th. She said, "Are y'all ready? Because I know I'm ready." Okay, so this is from author Robbie Brené, Pretty Shattered Mind, coming May 10th. All right, so the next book on my list, well, I'm going to say books. This is from author B. Love, Asylum and Merc. And she said, Asylum and Merc wanted me to let you know their update novella drops next month. So basically, these books have been out, but she's updated them. And so they're coming out this month. So Asylum and Merc updated books novella is coming in this month. All right. Now, I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you the last books that I have on my list. We'll be right back.
Beauty, embracing the power of self-love in conjunction with 50 Shades of Success. While 50 Shades of Success works on the inside, let Kisha Beauty work on the outside, adding a little sparkle, pop, and shine with Kisha Lips, pamper your skin with Kisha Body, and let's not forget accessories with Kisha Girl. Find us on Instagram.
And we're back, and I'm giving you the books that I found that are releasing for the month of May. Okay, so let's get back into it. The next book on my list is called Call Out My Name. And this book is releasing on May 1st. So today, happy release day for Miss Wintertime. And again, it's called Call Out My Name. So let me just go ahead and give you a little bit about this book. It said hardships and struggles frequently visited 34-year-old Prime Cavalier as a boy. When you grow up in a hood in London and your father's nickname is Queen, trouble makes its way to you whether you send it or for it or not. Luckily, Prime turned his skill at fighting into a very lucrative business. With two consistently growing bodyguard companies, struggling is a thing of the past. The shadows of the ghosts that haunt him make sure he never forgets where he came from. Life for millionaire heiress Rogue has always consisted of doing what's best and never venturing away from her routine. The renowned cellist's life is guided and directed by her big brother, Jamie. His controlling ways have prevented her from exploring life in every aspect. With guards around her every day, she's only left with her books, imagination, and musical notes from her cello. However, she's given the chance to live in London for 2 months with her guard, Prime. And there she finds out what real love and freedom is and the ghost he's running from. Prime and Rogue find comfort in loads of bondage, sex between each other, but will his ghost and her brother's smothering ways prevent their possible happily ever after? Again, Call Out My Name, dropping May 1st, which is today, by author Winter Time. Definitely go check that out. Okay, so the next book on my list is called 182. Not the number two, T-O-O. And this is by author Charity Shane. And this is Bree and Amon's story. Okay, this book is coming out mid-May. I don't have a synopsis for it, but just know that the cover is covering, as always. And Bree and Amon's story is coming out mid-May. And again, the name of the book is 182 by author Charity Shane. Okay, so the next books on my list is a series. Okay, this is a Range Heart series that's debuted in March. In May. This is 6 books. Okay, so let me just read you this. Welcome to the world of Arranged Hearts, where destiny decides who you fall for and who you marry, making the path to love as unpredictable as it is beautiful. Crafted by 6 talented Black romance author, this series takes you into a universe where marriages are more than just chance. They're destined and sometimes a bit chaotic. Each book in the Arranged Heart series stands alone, delivering the experience of being married at first sight. Get ready for twists, turns, and heartfelt moments as deep connections are formed from these unexpected beginnings. With a bit of uncertainty, each story dives into how two strangers come together, creating passionate, swoon-worthy love stories that are meant to last. Step into each novel and see how each couple handles the ups and downs of their arranged marriages. So, join us on the journey of romance and discovery. It's going to be an unforgettable ride. Now, let me tell you the 6 authors that is in this and the titles to their book. Okay, we have Passion by Miss Monica Walters. We have Tension by Miss C. Monet. We have Allure by Aisha Bree. We have Desire by Kay Shanae. We have Embrace by Maya. And we have Surrender by Kimberly Brown. I love the fact that each cover has a bride, beautiful women, different, you know, they have all different looks, but they're all like in their wedding gowns and the veil. The veil is placed differently on each one. So the cover is covering. And Aisha Bree, if you did this, girl, you did your thing on these covers. Like, they are beautiful. Okay. So, again, like I said, 6 books, Arranged Heart series with Monica Walters, C. Monet, Aisha Bree, Kay Shanae, Maya, and Kimberly Brown. So they're coming out in May. They're going to probably come out different days, but I'm telling you, check out these books because, of course, again, the covers are covering. Okay. The next book on my list is A New Story. New characters. It's a 3-book series and it's so good. That's what Tina Martin said. The main character is a shy billionaire and he's chocolate and fine. Genre is an intense romance. Yes, I just made that up, but that's the best way to describe it. So it's a genre, intense romance. It releases in May and she says she will post some teasers to get, you know, you guys ready because you've never met a man quite like him. All right. So the book is called Tell Me. This is the prelude and this is book 1. And this is the introduction to Tell Me You Love Me and Tell Me You Want Me. I mean, who wouldn't want a chocolate fine man to tell me you love me and you want me? I know I would. So, like I said, this book is coming out this month. This is Tell Me the Prelude. And this is before we get Tell Me You Love Me and Tell Me You Want Me. All right. So get ready for it. All right. The next book on my list. Let me just tell you something about this author. This author, like I said, I think she's been out for a while, but she's new to me. And the newness from her has swept me up. Like, I loved her book, Bow Down. That was my first book from her. Freaking phenomenal. And I can't wait till we get the second part, because I think she said it's supposed to be like some more of that book. That's one of my top reads of this year, is Bow Down. I'm going to say she did Conquering a Thug. I know, let me just put it to you this way. Everything she's been putting out, I've been reading. Now, she did just drop two books that I haven't read yet. Like I said, I've been reading, but I've been reading really, really slow this month. But I definitely want to check out those other books. But right now, I'm about to tell you about her new book called Virgin Society. Okay. I love the cover. It's 3+ size women. It's just a silhouette of them. Love it. Okay. So she said 3 beautiful+ size women, 3 different stories to tell. The first standalone book of Virgin Society starts with Genesis Galore Madison. She's a therapist with dreams she can't seem to fulfill. Genesis feels obligated to take care of her mother that weighs over 700 pounds. She plays life safe, work home, and a strong sisterhood that she can relate and depend on with her 2 best friends is all she knows. Genesis feels content, but curiosity about her sexuality opens up when she meets a guy that pushes her to the limits. This book is coming this month. I definitely want to read this, because when your life is dedicated to someone else and you push what you really want in dreams to the side, and then all of a sudden somebody come in and show you what can be different, what you going to do? Are you going to do it, or are you going to just say, no, I don't want to? No, I'm out to see what she's going to do. So again, this book is called Virgin Society by Masterpiece. It is coming this month. And this book starts with Genesis Galore Madison. This is a three different stories. And the first book is a standalone. Okay. So definitely check this out, because Masterpiece is a masterpiece. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. So the next book on my list, Miss Cynthia Williams said, get ready to go back to Peachtree Cove. Waiting for Friday Night, book 2 is coming this month. Okay. And again, it's called Waiting for Friday Night. So Friday Nights in Peachtree Cove are all about football. But this season, the drama isn't just on the field. Ooh. In the wake of losing both of her parents, Hallie Parker was certain of one thing. She wanted a family of her own. And she wasn't going to let a little thing like being single stand in her way. So she used an anonymous donor and kept every last detail a secret from everyone. But now, 14 years later, Hallie's daughter, Shania, is determined to unravel the identity of her biological dad. And what she learns blindsides everyone. When Quentin Evans' pro football days came to an end, he was eager to begin coaching and teaching, and he's never looked back. But when Shania, a wide receiver on his team, reveals that she's his daughter, he's blown away. The one thing he refuses to do is walk away, even if Shania's strong-willed and gorgeous mother wants nothing to do with him. Hallie knows that once you let that cat out of the bag in a small town like Peachtree Cove, you're going to have to do some damage control. But with Quentin suddenly popping up everywhere she turns, it's all Hallie can do to fight the future she envisioned and the family she created. If only fate and the undeniable heat sparking between her and Quentin didn't have other plans. This sounds good. So, again, it is called Waiting for Friday Night. It is book 2. It's coming this month, because we're going back to Peachtree Cove, you guys. Okay? And this is by author Cynthia Williams. And I'm guessing it's Cynthia. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, because she spelled it S-Y-N. So I'm guessing it's Cynthia. I like it that way. That's cute. All right. So the next book I have on my list is The Davenports, More Than This by Miss Crystal Marquise. Okay. This book is dropping May 7th. This is the sequel. And she says she can't wait for all of you to read the continual romantic entanglements of The Davenports. So let me just give you a little bit of that. Like the blazing Chicago sun, the drama is heating up for the Davenports in their social set. Before the summer of 1910, I love historical fiction, so I'm kind of excited about this. Drops its last petal, the lives and loves of these four young women will change in ways they never could have imagined. Newly engaged Ruby Tremaine is eagerly planning her wedding to the love of her life when a nasty rumor threatens her reputation and her marriage. Olivia Davenport has committed to the social justice cause and secretly hopes she'll be reunited with dashing lawyer Washington DeWitt until her parents decide she's to marry someone else. Ooh. Amy Rose Shepherd is making her lifelong wish of owning a salon come true, but when an incident forces her to return to Freeport Manor, she's back in the path of John Davenport, who still holds her heart. Helen Davenport is determined to get her own heartbreak and bring the Davenport Carriage Company into the new century, even if it means teaming up with a thrill-seeking race car driver who just loves to get under her skin. This is inspired by the real-life story of the Patterson family. More Than This is a second book in critically adored Davenport series. This is following four empowered and passionate young Black women as they navigate a rapidly changing society and discover the courage to steer their own paths in life and love. Okay. So it's been an amazing ride to book two. Olivia Helen Ruby and Amy Rose continue to surprise in their strong-willed, passionate pursuit of love and dreams as they support each other, making her heart sing. I hope it make your heart sing as well. That's what Crystal Marquis said. So again, dropping May 7th is called The Davenports More Than This by Crystal Marquis. The cover is very pretty. It's this very pretty purple, and I'm like, so it's just so cute. All right, so my next book on the list, this book is from Carmen Lee. It is dropping on May 21st. It's called The 7-10 Split. Okay. She says, Ava and Grace have her entire heart with their playful banter and fire chemistry. Prepare to be sick of me as I swoon over them from now until release date. So basically, she's swooning over them. But The 7-10 Split is coming May 21st, and this is from Afterglow Books, okay? I'm actually pretty excited. It's a real cute cover, and this is what you're going to get out of this book. So it's a second chance, forgiven ain't easy. It's a small town, meddling students. On Mondays, we do sports, formal rivals, lovers. It's a workplace romance. It's so much chemistry. Everyone ships them and sapphic. Okay. So check it out, The 7-10 Split by Carmen Lee, dropping May 21st. Okay, so, and the last book that I have on my list is coming from Miss Jessica Cage. It's called Demon Boyfriend. She says she accidentally summoned a demon boyfriend. And that's the name of the book. I accidentally summoned a demon boyfriend. Okay, so check it out. It's coming this month by Jessica Cage, and it's called I Accidentally Summoned a Demon Boyfriend. I mean, some people like demon boyfriends. I don't know about that, but to each his own. So I definitely want people to check it out if you're into it. So I just want to say thank you as always for listening. Please check me out on Instagram at Books and Soul One. And please be sure to follow the Get Caught Up Podcast on Instagram at Get Caught Up Podcast and on Twitter at GCU_podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube at the Get Caught Up Author Podcast. We also have a Facebook group that's called the Get Caught Up Author Podcast. And on TikTok, you can find us at the Get Caught Up Author Podcast. If you would like to become a sponsor, please visit anchor.fm/getcaughtup. Or if you'd like to give us a donation, you can send us a Cash App at $U2016. Now, join us this month. Ooh, I'm so excited. Now, we don't have the book of the month yet. You know, we were slipping. I think we missed that. But yesterday, on Tuesday, April 30th, we interviewed narrator Zakiya. So if you haven't seen the interview. It is on the IG page. It is on the Facebook group. Okay. But definitely check it out. But we announced who our narrator of the month will be for the month of May. And I am so excited because we get to talk to Miles Washington. Yes, none other than Mr. Miles Washington will be the narrator of the month on a Get Caught Up podcast. Our first interview for the month of May will be author Amberlee J. So we're interviewing her. I'm excited about that. I've read some of her work and I just want to pick her brain and get to talk to her. Okay. I'm excited about that. As you can see, I'm just excited. So again, always thank you for listening. Bye for now.